it's a lot of fun for me every day to get on my Instagram account and see what's happening out in the world. And one of the people that I have followed for a little while now is actually in the studio with me today. This is Shayna Reddy. She is a graduate of the Rhode Island School of Design. Shayna's career in apparel design took her to New York City and Boston. However, it was the natural beauty of her home state that drew her back and inspired the creation of The Ropes. Shayna is interested in jewelry that tells a story and that holds a memory. Shayna spends her free time on the water with her husband and two children, lobstering on the family boat and exploring the endless islands and surprises off the coast. You have a great story.
Yeah.
And you also have a great Instagram account. I mean, you have a lot of people who wake up every morning and want to know what Shayna Reddy is doing.
Yeah. I know. It's been interesting. I sort of have I love giving people something to look forward to, even if it is just a thought of the day. You know, my father in college always sent me these emails, and it was the thought of the day, and my friends would always laugh and chuckle, but it sort of made the outlook of the day a little brighter, if you could sort of look at it that way. And social media has just been a really fun way for me to connect with people. I try to keep it very natural and not so staged, because I do feel like there's a lot of people that it's very staged. But if I get a thought or think something's really cool, then I try to like share it with people. You know, hey, check this product out, or did you see how beautiful just the water is today? You know, yeah.
And your account, for people who are interested in following you, is?
The Ropes Main.
And The Ropes is because you actually have bracelets that you create, yep, that are made out of rope.
Rope, yeah.
So tell me about that.
So that all started one snowy winter. I was just sort of digging in the garage through my husband's lobster gear, found some snap hooks and, you know, some great rope we had lying around, and I started making bracelets for myself. And I came up with several different ones, but I really kind of honed in on two that eventually became the Kennebunkport and the Portland. And I started wearing them around, and my friends just loved the bracelets, and they're like, oh, you got to take these to local stores. And I was kind of like, I don't know, you know, it's probably just one of those like things that I, you know, put together at home. I like to do sewing and knitting and all sorts of stuff, so I just figured it was something like that. But, you know, eventually my friend literally like held my hand, and we went into Bliss and Angela Adams and all the local stores, and they began to really pick up on them and like them, and it just seemed like the right time for an item like that, a rope bracelet that was fashionable, and from there it just sort of took off, to my surprise, you know.
But you've always liked working with bracelets.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Since I'm a product of the 80s, so I was making friendship bracelets and loved it, you know. I had a wrist full of bracelets all the time, making them for my friends. So now when I look back at things, it's a little ironic that I ended up being not only a jewelry designer, but I do some sort of a weaving with this bracelet. It's whipping, you know. It's a specific type, but you know, yeah, it is really interesting how life sort of turns like that.
Your parents came from California with you when, mm-hmm, I think you were 4 or 5.
Yes.
And they became the owners of the Old Fort Inn,
yes,
in Kennebunkport.
Yes.
This was a big life change for them.
Yes, it was huge. You know, they ran the inn for, I think it was 30 or 35, close to 35 years. And they, you know, my father always wanted his own business. And the way that whole came about was my mom bumped into a pilot that went, my mother was a flight attendant. She bumped into a pilot, and he was selling an inn in Kennebunkport, Maine. And my dad wanted to run his own business. Our friends and family thought they were absolutely insane. like, you know, leaving these great jobs they had in San Francisco, California. They had stability, they had family, and they just up and were moving, you know, across the country to a whole new occupation that at the time, innkeeping wasn't so popular as it is now, you know, so it was really risky. You know, luckily the risk worked out. And it was a great way for me to grow up. I met people from all over the world. And that's where I really began to enjoy and love the lifestyle in Maine. I loved being on the water, being able to walk down to the beach, just the sense of community in Maine. The people are really nice, so yeah.
It's also been important for you to make that available to your children. You have a 2-year-old and a 10-year-old, and you spend a lot of time with them, and Maine has been important to you and your family.
Yeah, I definitely, because I studied fashion design at the Rhode Island School of Design, I knew that I owed it to myself to, you know, sort of experience those cities in Boston and New York and, you know, see what fashion was all about. But I guess deep down, I knew that wasn't the lifestyle I wanted. So I tried it for a little while, and then I very consciously remember sitting in my cubicle in New York and looking around at all these young, you know, women working there, and they were all really busy and loving their life in New York, but there was something missing for me there. New York is amazing in from a cultural standpoint. There's a lot that's there in kind of in your face, and it can be really energizing and inspiring and fun and wonderful in that way. It was at that point that I realized I preferred Maine, and I preferred not a slower life, but just sort of a lifestyle where I think there's so much creativity here in Maine, but it's not so in your face. You have to kind of like seek it out and kind of, it's like a hunt. Like it's like you go down to the beach and you're like, what treasure am I gonna find? You know, same thing with you go to, you know, these little flea markets and stuff and, oh, what sort of piece of history am I gonna find here? And what is that gonna inspire? I really like that about Maine is you never know what's kind of around the corner. You know, even just exploring the coastline, you know, you go down a dirt road and you could find this beautiful beach that overlooks this island that you didn't ever know was even there, you know, so.
That's interesting because the way you're describing the find is the way that you described to me earlier how you got into making the ropes. It's really, so what is in front of me that I can weave into something else?
Yeah. I mean, I very much like accidentally became a jewelry designer. I didn't have a business plan. I didn't, you know, seek out to have my own business even. I just was doing something out of like my own joy and love. And, you know, it just happened to turn into something that I can still do, and love and work on every day. You know, and I feel like I continue to work on it every day. You know, there is no end all be all or right or wrong, you know, you're just continuing to explore, and Maine allows me to do that.
Did it help that you had parents who were doing their own thing? They had their own business, and now you have a husband who also is an entrepreneur and he has his own business. Did it help to be surrounded by other people who were able to show you that it was possible if you believed in yourself to move forward?
Yes, definitely. Although I would say, you know, my husband has a lobster business with his brother here in Maine, Ready Seafood, and that, and then my parents in the Old Ford Inn, that those are very different than what I do. So it was sort of inspiring to watch these people have their own business, and definitely you learn from things they've done, but my path was very different, and I think that my experience in the cities in New York and in Boston really helped me sort of focus on the fashion point of what I do. I don't think that I just make a rope bracelet. I think I have created a style with the bracelet is there's a, I don't know how to describe it. It's so funny. It's sort of a look that I don't know.
Well, I think that's a really good point because it's not – I like reading your quotes on Instagram, but I also equally like seeing what you do with the bracelets and seeing where the bracelets appear because you will pair a bracelet with a pair of jeans, but you will also pair it with something more tropical.
Yeah.
And your bracelets actually have been picked up by media outlets around the country.
Yeah.
So other people are agreeing with you that these bracelets really are kind of the, I don't know, a focal point.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Somehow people can relate to them. It speaks to people. I think because the materials I use are so basic and people can just sort of relate. And I think that there's something really nice about the sort of juxtaposition of putting this chunky rope bracelet on, but having, you know, a little black dress on and going to a cocktail party. It's sort of, you're dressed up, but you're not forgetting who you are, or you're making a statement with this, you know, sort of chunky piece of jewelry that, is nice, I think.
Well, it's very Maine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of the whole, I've been astounded by how popular bean boots and flannel shirts have become over the last few years. I mean, because I grew up wearing these. I was also a child of the 80s. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just what we wore, but it wasn't because the rest of the world wore it.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that's very grounding about Maine and how we choose to live our lives. And it doesn't mean we can't be fancy.
No.
We're just kind of this interesting combination. We can wear our little black dress and our bean boots and our rope bracelet.
Yes. Yeah, it's true. I think there's something really nice and rugged about Maine, and you have to sort of, I don't know, I call it Mainerize. I always think, you know, I look at all this fashion stuff and I'm like, well, would that work in Maine? I don't know. You know, definitely if I were still living in a city and going out to these fancy parties, I could wear that. But it's like, you know, you have to think about what I'm doing here in Maine and whether or not that's going to work with your look. yeah.
But your bracelets also have some really great colors. I think I bought the first ropes bracelets that I bought were actually in Kennebunkport in a little store there.
Yeah.
And two of them had bright fluorescent colors because I was giving them to my teenage daughter and my younger daughter at the time. Yeah. So, I mean, you've been able to make really interesting variations on a theme.
Yeah, yeah. I love color. I get really inspired by color. I feel like it has endless possibilities. You know, any way you combine different color, I think it's really beautiful. And I like to give the people that wear my bracelets like a reason to keep buying them. And, you know, the only bracelet that I am like kind of committed to, I feel like, is my anniversary bracelet, my 5-year anniversary bracelet. I wanted a bracelet that would go with everything, and that was why it was so neutral and it was just the two mixed metals, and that worked. And then I feel like that will always be on the line, but then the other bracelets, the colors will change through the seasons, which I think keeps my customer entertained, but it also keeps me inspired and entertained. It keeps things interesting for me. You know, I love putting collections together for different companies that I work with. It's really fun. So.
Tell me about some of these experiences that you've had with these companies, because you are your own self and your own entrepreneur and you're very Maine, but you also have been collaborating with some really interesting other people.
Yeah. Let's see. You know, it's funny. They just all have kind of, I guess, I was very lucky from the get-go. I, my first ever exposure was an Elle.com, and it was because a friend of mine was wearing my bracelet down in New York City, and her friend worked at Elle and love the bracelet. And then I got this notice that they were going to feature it on the website. And I was like, I don't even have a website. I had no website at the time. So I'm freaking out. I'm like, well, I got to have some place to direct people. So I literally called my friend up in New York. I'm like, can you like put a website up like this weekend? I need a place to for people to go. And she did. I literally just took quick photos on my iPhone and sent them down to her because I was like, just put anything up. Anything's better than nothing. And she did that. And yeah, I mean, so then it sort of just took off from there. I think that these different companies sort of came about. I guess I've been really lucky in my business where I've never had to like ask a company to work with me, really. They've sort of come to me and I've just sort of let that happen organically, naturally. You know, and it comes sometimes at a nice time in your life and sometimes not so nice, you know. I mean, for instance, J. Crew, I got their order and I was in the hospital having my daughter Reese, and I'm sitting there getting this email and going, oh my God, what a great opportunity, but how am I going to make this work? You know, here I am, you know, I have this small business. I'm just having a child here, you know, and, you know, it was just a lot. And so I had to sort of make some sacrifices with her, with my daughter at first, and I wouldn't recommend it to everybody. But yeah, it was interesting. And I think going back a little bit to the social media aspect is things are not always as they seem. You know, the J. Crew thing worked out. I had to plan everything. It was just me at the time working at the ropes, and I luckily had my intern that has now turned employee was home from school for her Christmas break, and we both just like, you know, got through it all somehow. I don't know. I mean, I remember she was leaving me to go back to school and I just had mountains of bracelets still to complete, and she kind of felt guilty and I was like, it'll be okay, you know. You know, and at the time, luckily my daughter was sleeping a lot because she was very little. So that was happening. And then a couple months later, I got the call from J. Crew and they wanted to feature me on their Discovered, which was a really exciting opportunity also. But again, I had never left my daughter, who I just had. I was still nursing her. So there was a lot of stuff to sort of obstacles to getting me down to New York to do this, you know, this piece with them. But I did it, and no, it wasn't pretty. I was in the bathroom, you know, pumping milk and, you know, but that's what I mean. Like, you know, it looks all glamorous, but, you know, behind the scenes, there's other stuff going on, you know. But I got through it, you know, and yeah, that was a big accomplishment for me to do that big order for them. So that was good. And then we just kind of continue on with other companies we work with. You know, constantly we get asked to send samples out and stuff that can be used in photo shoots. Whether they're used or not, I don't know. You know, half the time they could be used, half the time they don't. Yeah, it's been an interesting journey.
Well, you raise an interesting point, which is that it's almost impossible to compartmentalize one's life when trying to parent and also mm-hmm. be an entrepreneur or even just have a job. Mm-hmm. I mean, and especially I think for women, we spoke with Erin Flett, who does her own designs, and Roxy Sugar, and she's mm-hmm. done fashion. And both of them described really having to weave their children into their lives. And I know my son, who's 22, when I was in medical school, he was on my lap nursing, and it was midterms.
Yeah.
He was born during midterms. So I literally like got up out of giving birth to him, studied and went and took those tests.
Yes.
And I think that is, it kind of shows us our strength. It shows us that it is possible to make it through, but it also shows our children how mm-hmm. strong they can be. Because yes. if they grow up with a mother who's able to also pay attention to them, but do things that she loves, then it causes them to think I can do this as well.
Definitely. I mean, my day-to-day is, you know, I always say I think I'm getting adult ADD because I'm just, you know, I'm making bracelets and then I'm putting a lunch together, or, you know, or I'm trying to figure out, you know, what soccer game my son needs to be at, or, you know, Reese is hungry and, you know, I just got two orders that need to be done by the end of the week. You know, I mean, it's just constant, sort of a juggling act, and, trying to get fit everything in and make sure everybody's happy. And, you know, like I said, it's not pretty, but at the end of the day, if everybody's sort of fed and bathed and in bed and homework's done, I'm happy, you know.
So what do you do for your free time? I know that you like to lobster on the family boat.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a summertime thing.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it could be more than a summertime thing. Probably your two-year-old isn't quite as excited about going on the lobster boat in January.
No, yeah, no, we don't go out in the winter that often, no.
So what do you do for the rest of your family time?
We love to travel. We like, we can't get away for very long, but we like those sort of quick mini vacations that just kind of revitalize you, you know, even if it's for 2 or 3 days, it's just like, oh, okay, like, I can get through the winter, or, you know, things like that. What else do I like to do? I like to read. You know, definitely I like to kind of keep up with the fashion stuff. You know, that looking through magazines and looking online, getting inspiration and ideas. I like to paddleboard. I like to ski, but I haven't been skiing much with my young daughter yet. but I do like to be outdoors, and I try to get to the beach, you know, at least once a day, you know, because I just feel like there's always a treasure there to find, and it's fun. We were just out, maybe the day before yesterday, we were out in our waders. You know, going through the water, taking my daughter and saying, you know, oh, look, there's a sand dollar. Look, there's a sea urchin. You know, it's really fun to see what you can find, you know, in the shallow part of the water.
So where would you like to see your business go in the next 5 years?
I would like to just honestly sort of maintain my lifestyle, and that's what I feel like I've, you know, I've created something that I can still enjoy my family and work and do something that I love. I don't see, you know, I don't see a ton of change, you know, I want to continue doing this as long as it makes me happy. And, you know, I like that it's small, because I don't think that bigger is necessarily better. I think bigger can bring on more headaches. And I like that I still am a part of, I'm a part of each and every piece that goes out of my workshop. And that's really important to me. I like seeing things from start to finish.
Are you surprised that a woman from Maine, who was once a girl from Maine, could actually be successful as a jewelry designer, as a someone in the fashion world?
Very surprised, yeah. yeah, I mean, it still is unbelievable to me. I can't believe I've been doing this for almost 6 years now. You know, had you told me, you know, when I first started, no way. I would have been like, I don't think this is going to last that long, you know. I mean, I still remember when I was just starting, and both my parents and my husband were like, all right, this is really cool, but when are you going to start getting, like, a real job? And I was kind of like, well, it's either this or a real job, because this is becoming a real job. And, Yeah, I don't know. It's very surprising to me that I'm still doing this, but I'm so glad. I'm so thankful. You know, I think it's really fun. It's great. I have so many of my friends, or I've had some friends that, you know, don't you get sick of making the bracelets or wearing them? You know, because somebody that's in fashion, I would say, you know, you like a lot of change, like to change your outfit and stuff. But I feel like there's a million different ways I can wear these bracelets, you know, by throwing something else on with them or a different cuff or, and that all has personalities, you know. I think also people's hands, there has a lot of personality to it. You can look at people's hands and see, you know, do they have nail polish on or do they have no nail polish, like long or short nails, like how much jewelry do they have on? It says about a lot about a person. It's like a personality on a wrist. Yeah. So I feel like I could be wearing something really fancy, but if I have this rope bracelet on, it says to someone that I'm down to earth, you know.
For young men and women who are considering going into fashion or mm-hmm. jewelry design, what suggestions would you have?
I would say that don't compare your journey to anyone else. To go with your gut and what feels right to you, because there is no right or wrong. You know, I think that you'll know as you go along what feels right. And sort of in the back of your mind, always have your non-negotiables and stick to your guns with that stuff. And because only you know how you want your product to sort of come across. Yeah.
I like it. Sheena, how can people find out about the ropes?
I have a website. It's theropesmaine.com.
And they can also go to Instagram and they can follow you there.
Yes.
We've been speaking with Sheena Reddy, who is a graduate of the Rhode Island School of Design and also the creator of The Ropes, a very successful jewelry business hailing from the southern part of our state. I have personally at least two of your designs, and I love them. I will keep wearing them. I'll keep buying them for my now teenage daughters. Actually, now she's 20, so I guess she's deserving maybe of another one entirely. But I appreciate the time that you took to come in and talk with us today. It's interesting to hear somebody say, when I was told to get a real job, I said, this is my real job. And I just kept on going.
Yes.
So I appreciate that. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.